This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to bringing a significant change in the lives of farmers, and PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana is another crucial step towards that goal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this will not only increase crop production in the districts that have been lagging in the agricultural sector, but also boost the income of our food providers. The Union Cabinet has approved the Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana for a period of 6 years, beginning with 2025-26, to cover 100 districts. The scheme aims to enhance agricultural productivity, increase adoption of crop diversification and sustainable agricultural practices, augment post-harvest storage at the panchayat and block levels, improve irrigation facilities and facilitate availability of long-term and short-term credit. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that artificial intelligence training will be provided to 10 lakh citizens in the country free of cost, and priority will be given to village-level entrepreneurs. Mr. Vaishnav made this announcement in an event CSC Divas organized in New Delhi celebrating 10 years of Digital India. The event marked a decade of transformative digital empowerment across the nation.
AI मिशन है अपना बहुत अच्छा. उस AI मिशन के तहत हम लोगों ने टारगेट लिया है, करीब 10 लाख लोगों को AI स्किल्स में तैयार करेंगे. उसमें 5.5 लाख VLEs अपने हैं, आप सबको सबसे पहले उसमें प्रेफरेंस दी जाएगी.
Highlighting the efforts and achievements of Common Service Centre CSC workers, Mr. Vaishnav said that village-level entrepreneurs across the country have set a remarkable example by delivering the benefits of Digital India to every citizen. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the prestigious Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards today in New Delhi. This event will felicitate the cleanest cities of urban India, recognizing the tireless efforts of cities driving the Swachh Bharat Mission Urban forward. This year, the awards will be presented across four categories, including Super Swachh League Cities and Top 3 Clean Cities in five population categories. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry said a total of 78 awards will be presented this year. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will visit Jaipur in Rajasthan today. He will participate in the Sahakarita Evam Rozgar Utsav to be held at Dadia village near Jaipur. Mr. Shah will also address a public meeting and hand over appointment letters to 8,000 youth selected for government jobs. More from our correspondent.
Mr. Shah will distribute certificates and checks to the beneficiaries of various schemes and inaugurate many infrastructure projects. He will also inaugurate 24 warehouses built under the world's largest grain storage scheme and 64 millet outlets for the promotion of Sri Anna, along with distributing loans worth about 12 crore rupees to 1,400 beneficiaries under the Gopal Credit Card Scheme. The Union Minister will also launch the White Revolution 2.0 PDCS online registration platform. He will also flag off 100 new police vehicles to be used for police stations, armed forces, troop carriers and training purposes. With Jitendra Dwivedi from Jaipur, Nitya Franco, Akashwani News, Delhi.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the ongoing negotiations between India and the United States for a much-anticipated interim trade could be sealed soon. Mr. Trump said the talks are on track and the proposed deal could provide American companies greater access to the Indian market in line with the trade pact between the U.S. and Indonesia.
I think it's a good deal for both parties, but we will have full access into Indonesia. And we have a couple of those deals that are going to be announced. India basically is working along that same line. We're going to have access into India.
India beat England by 4 wickets in Southampton to take 1-0 lead in the ODI series. Indian women won the first ODI of the three-match series last night. Host England have set a target of 259 runs for India. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, England scored 258 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. India scored 262 for the loss of 6 wickets in 48.2 overs. Deepti Sharma's unbeaten half-century, supported by 5 knocks by Jemima Rodriguez and Aman Jodhpur, helped India chase down 259 with 10 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.